Hello again, and welcome to the Post-Purchase Podcast from Sorted. Joining me again is my colleague, Dan Greenall, who is VP of Product and Marketing. Welcome back, Dan.
Hey, Sean. Good to see you again.
In a previous episode, you and I talked about personalization and how it can be a differentiator in a crowded retail market. Now, what did you think of that episode? I think we covered a few bases, didn't we, in terms of technology and the data that companies have to sort of manage, retailers.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think it would be, it'd be interesting to see what questions we've got that we can lean into from people that might have listened to that. But yeah, I think we covered some interesting ground.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, personalization, let's continue with that today, because in e-commerce, personalization is revolutionizing the retail experience. So let's make that our starting point for this discussion. And let's begin with why customer data and data-driven decision-making is pivotal for retailers.
Yeah, really interesting. So in the context of delivery experience, there are many examples of where customer data can be leveraged to improve the delivery experience. And I'll try and address what I mean by improve in the answer as well. And Sean, bring me back to that if I don't, by the way. So I think the first example is data that is related to a customer's delivery. Okay, so what I mean by that is, when is the delivery promise? When is the expected delivery? When do I as a customer expect to take receipt of my new trainers?
Sort of the transactional element of that process.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. The other example, which I think we can lean into here, is data related specifically to you as an individual and the goods that you have ordered. So you, let's imagine you've just ordered a new pair of Nikes and you want them tomorrow. The size, value of those goods, of those Nike trainers, and your personal information can all be leveraged to various extents to improve that delivery experience.
We could call that sort of the personalization side of it, the demographic information about us, as well as our shopping behaviors. And sort of connecting that, retailers have to sort of connect that data to the data they get on the transaction itself and the goods. And it's that marriage that's quite pivotal here, isn't it?
It's really interesting, yeah. So let's pull on that firmographic thread a little bit more. And I'll try and answer the question on how we see it can improve the delivery experience. So let's go back to Sean and your Nikes. So you've ordered them. You want them to land tomorrow. If a retailer is using some kind of post-purchase software, what they can do is they can collect rich data from the OMS, order management system, like your name, obviously your address, all those bits and pieces, but crucially, the product detail, the category of those products, the value of those products. And then they can use that to make the communication and tracking experience for you much more, let's use the word personalized, but much more specific to their brand experience.
Tailored might be a good way. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's put that into a bit of color. So let's draw an example of what bad looks like and what good looks like. So a bad example might be you've just ordered your Nikes. You want them to land tomorrow, and your communication path goes something like, you get a confirmation of order from the brand, great, but then the next communication you receive is from a carrier, and it says, Mr. Western, order TRK456 is in transit. Fine. It's transactional, does the job, but is it a rich personalized experience? No.
Not really, because I don't know which product I've ordered, and I may have ordered four or five things, and that really doesn't tell me which one I've ordered, does it?
Exactly. However, using some of those data points that I mentioned a few minutes ago, it could look something like this. It's in the retailer's brand, and it says, hey, Sean, the new running trainers you've just ordered are out for delivery, and they're going to be with you between 11:30 and 12:30 tomorrow, as promised. Have a great day. It was personalized to you. It was friendly. It was in a tone of voice that you've already bought into because you're already a customer of that brand. and you've got that recognition of, oh yeah, that's the Nikes that I've ordered. Perfect. I don't need to worry about that. So that's what good looks like. Take that a step further. There will probably be a tracking page link in there. Okay. Now that tracking page link, sometimes it can go off to the carrier and that's okay. But if you're making the most of that data and you're making the most of kind of the investment in post-purchase, then you're probably going to take that that customer to a tracking page that is in your app or somewhere in your domain. And what that does is that creates marketing moments. So you've got the opportunity then to promote products, promote offers that are tailored to Sean. That won't happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you aren't curating that data and you aren't investing in that post-purchase part of the delivery, in that part of the delivery experience.
And the curation is only one step as well, isn't it? It's knowing how effective the retailer has been in managing that personalization, that tailored moment for the customer, yeah. And knowing when they're getting it right. And technology can help with that too, can't it?
It can. And, you know, just to put a bit of color on this, because we operate in this industry and this is an area close to our hearts. I mentioned the term marketing moments. You've got here the ability to engage a customer who is expecting to hear from you, wanting to hear from you. So how that manifests in numbers is we typically see email open rates of 75% and above. Okay. So you're pushing on an open door. And then what we see is that for customers that are, you know, enjoying good, positive post-purchase communication experiences like the one I've mentioned, you're seeing retailers are seeing an average of 3 tracking page visits per order. You know, so think about the multiple on that in terms of the eyeballs on your promotional messages. It's quite powerful.
Well, thanks for that. I think there's a lot more areas we can go into, and let's do that in a different episode, such as sort of omni-channel personalization and how AI and machine learning could sort of help retailers manage that data. But let's do that in another time. I think personally, I'd like to see more personalization when I shop, Dan. I'm often shown women's clothes and shoes as a post-purchase customer, and I assure you it doesn't reflect my shopping habits. If you have any questions about retailers and how they use customer data to tailor the e-commerce experience, or want to find out more about trends in e-commerce personalization, please leave a message below or visit sorted.com. You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel or subscribe to our newsletter to stay bang up to date with post-purchase. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you in the next video.